Welcome to another edition of Audio Syllabus. Today, I'm joined by Associate Professor of Practice, Jane Natt. Thanks for joining me this morning, Jane.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
And we're going to focus on three particular courses, the first one being a course with the number COM49501. You can also take it as a COM497, so it can work towards PR students, mass comm students, or honestly, probably any plan of study you're pursuing. And the course title is Travel Writing. So how old is this course, Jane?
I think I've started it 2 years ago. Relatively new.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited about it because that is my favorite genre to read. Currently, I'm reading a Bill Bryson book about his travels in Europe, which just I was laughing in bed the other night. And my wife was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "He's so funny, right?" So what's your approach to teaching students about travel writing?
We look at it from a couple of different angles. We look at it from the promotional aspect. We look at it from the creative aspect. So it's a little hard to get Bill Bryson-y in a one semester class, if you will. So we have to be a little bit more practical than that. So public relations wise, we partner with the West Lafayette Visitor Center Bureau, and they have a blog, Home of Purdue blog, and the students write blog posts for them, highlighting various businesses and events, et cetera, that we do here in the area. So that's more the public relations kind of side of it. They also do an Instagram story that could be promotional for the city. The scenario is the city has invited in some bloggers, you know, or we want to put something up on the Home of Purdue Instagram page. More creatively, we work with the local tourist in Chicago, which is an online magazine, if you will. And the students come up with their very own ideals, and they report 1,000 to 2,000 word articles on some kind of travel aspect. And they submit it to the local tourist, and the local tourist decides whether or not they are good enough to publish. And we've had a lot of success with that. So those are how we kind of try. And then we do some just basic practicality things. They have to do a 150-word guidebook entry, right? So guidebooks are very popular. I'm pretty sure everyone has traveled with a guidebook. But you'd be surprised how hard it is to pick and choose what you need to put in those 150 words that make people be like, oh, I have to go there. So we kind of get the more practical and a little bit of the creative in there.
Yeah, that's a great overview. I myself traveled with a guidebook in Europe, and this was pre-cell phone, so I didn't even have a cell phone, just that book that quickly described cities and the such, and I still have it actually behind me on my desk because it was so memorable to travel with. So you hinted at transferable skills a little bit and things that can end up on a resume, one being publications. So the students are, it seems like, frequently published on the Home of Purdue website.
Yes.
For the Travelers Bureau.
Yes. Yeah, you're definitely going to leave here with some online publications that you're going to be able to put on your resume. I mean, that's definitely important to me in this particular class.
Yeah, which is excellent. Building that resume through coursework is
super important.
Is something, yeah, we aim towards.
Especially in any kind of public relations or mass communications. I mean, don't get me wrong, classes are super important and they give you the foundation you need, but people are going to look to see, what have you actually done out there for somebody else that's kind of not a teacher? And I like that in this class, they come away with at least a couple of those.
That's awesome. So what is something that a student learns in this course that they might not expect to? It's a tough question, but what's the moment you're teaching where you see a lot of eyes go, oh, I hadn't thought of that?
I think this particular class, it's that they are a little bit more creative than they thought they might be. I'm really particular when it comes to how are you going to get me interested in the fact that there's a new hotel in West Lafayette kind of scenario, or how are you going to get me interested in that diner in your hometown that you think people should get off the road and drive 10 miles to come have their lemon meringue pie for. So creativity, I think, is something, and creativity is something you need in every job you absolutely have. You need to come up with ideals. You need to come up with solutions. And I think this class is really good with that, with the pulling that creativity out of you that you don't think you have. I hear a lot of students at the start say, oh, I'm not really creative. But in the end, when they get that article that they thought of and that they reported and that they wrote accepted by a publication, they're like, oh, okay, know, maybe I guess I am creative.
Yeah, that's awesome, because I can think of a lot of students who start in jobs where they assume it's not creative, and yet someone comes in with a new approach, and that can be really, really useful. Maybe not in accounting, but I try to be creative in advising when I can.
Well, I think a lot of people assume that they go to a job and a boss tells them what to do. And no, a lot of times the boss will be like, okay, you should know what you need to do. Or you come up with the next this or that or this idea. And so I like them to be like, no one's going to tell you, come in and tell you what to do every single day.
Yeah, most definitely. And it makes it tough to set those assignment parameters, because sometimes students want, you know, a perfect example with do these 10 things. Well, if I do that, then you don't get a chance to be creative, right?
Right, absolutely.
So what type of student really excels in a course like this?
You have to really put the effort into it. This is not a you get in because you tried. I mean, the Local Tourist is a real publication, and they want quality stuff. So you really have to be committed to making the effort to do some of these assignments.
And are there tendencies you've seen with students? I mean, obviously procrastination is the common answer, but are there things you see that hold students back from getting the most out of this course?
You know, here's the thing. Like I said, I've only offered it a couple of times, but maybe it's just our great Purdue students, but I just had fantastic luck with these students. They have really, really tried. Maybe one or two that the effort wasn't there, but last fall we had 12 of 14 articles accepted from the Local Tourists.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was amazing. Everyone was really excited, and the one that wasn't, she worked really hard, and it was just a scenario where maybe it was a little hard of a topic to do, and she really tried, and one honestly did not put forth the effort. So, I mean, as long as you're willing to work, and we work with you, I work with you, I think that's just the case. You need to be committed to it.
Nice. Now, if you had a chance to tell all your students who are coming into the class one thing, kind of be prepared for this, is there something you'd say or anything we've missed thus far?
No, just know that I help. I mean, I schedule a lot of, especially with a Local Tourist, you know, you bring it in and we spend 15 minutes and I give you some advice, go back and then you come back in and we kind of do it again. It's not like I'm throwing you here, go do this. I mean, we work together. I provide a lot of feedback. I know that a lot of you, nobody's probably tried to write a 2,000 word article yet for a major publication like that. So just know that you're going to get support from me. You're not on your own.
So don't be scared coming into
it. Don't be scared coming in thinking, I haven't done this. I've never done travel writing. I've never written an article that's 2,000 words. A lot of them are like, I've only tried to do an academic paper or something like that. And I'm like, that's okay. We were in class. We learn it in class. We meet outside of class. And don't be scared.
Awesome. Well, thanks. I appreciate you chatting with me more about COM 49501, cross-listed in the fall with COM 497 travel writing. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this audio syllabus and can now choose and prepare for your courses in a more informed manner. Look for more audio syllabi coming soon.